Hello. Welcome to this episode of One Single Woman. This is a podcast for single people. My name is Pip Brown. I am not currently partnered. I am not a wife and I am not a mother. I am living an empowered and independent life with my two rescue dogs, Haddie and Goose. Join me and my wonderful guests as I lift the lid on the societal pressures surrounding relationships, marriage, children, and an array of other important issues. I will also share with you my thoughts and experiences of being happily single and enjoying life unattached. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to One Single Woman. Now, this week has been a little bit of a disaster. There was meant to be an interview going out this week, but I've had a problem with sounding issues. So it's very, very last minute and I'm putting out a solo episode, which I've had to sort of just come up with really quickly. And it's an episode that I was planning to put out anyway, but this is a little bit unprepared, so please bear with me because I wanted to put something out, but I wanted to do it slightly more planned than this. And I also wanted to be on the beach with the dogs. And unfortunately, today it is raining and that wasn't really a good option because I was going to get very, very wet and so was my microphone. So I'm indoors and this is very much off the cuff. I'm not reading this from a script. So who knows what I'm going to come out with, but I'm going to give it my best shot. So what I wanted to talk about this week was a recent feeling or a pang, I guess, that I've been having. And it's been a feeling of wanting to be with somebody and wanting intimacy and wanting the companionship of a partner. Now, this isn't something which I have experienced a great deal, definitely not over the last year or so. I think I've been so engrossed and so happy in finding other people in my life who are in a similar situation to me. I've done a lot of personal growth work. I've been accepting who I am. And I think I got so caught up in all of that, that I had almost forgotten that there is another side of me, a side which does crave, yeah, a relationship, I guess. And I wanted to talk about this because this was a couple of weeks ago. It was on a Saturday night and I had, at the weekends, I usually go out on either a Friday night or a Saturday night, or I'll go out on both or I'll go out on neither. It depends, but I'll generally be out once a week. And on this particular weekend, I'd been out with some friends on the Friday night, had a really lovely time. I think I was dancing somewhere. And the next evening was obviously the Saturday evening and I was at home and all of a sudden I had this overwhelming feeling of sadness. I don't think I felt lonely. I think it was more of a yearning. I think I wanted companionship and I wanted intimacy. And I felt really, really sad. So I wanted to talk about it because I wanted to talk about what I did to help that situation, to help myself in that situation, and something in particular that I did which has made me feel a lot better. And these feelings, I've got to say, have been coming over me in waves. I haven't felt these feelings for a very, very long time, but they are coming over me in waves at the moment. So I'm going to talk about this and I want to try and help anybody else who might be feeling like this. So, like I say, I was sat here, it was a Saturday night, I'd had my dinner and I was just chilling, and usually I would be so happy, just so content in that situation, I would be absolutely fine. But for whatever reason, yeah, I was sad, I was low, I was tearful. And so I sat with those feelings and I thought, I'm not going to ignore them, I'm not going to distract myself, I just want to experience this and I want to understand what I'm feeling and I want to overcome it somehow. And what I did was I sat and I wrote a letter. And this letter is to a man. And it's to a man who I don't know if I will ever end up with. I don't know if I will ever meet him. I don't know who this man is. I've got no idea. But it's to the man I would want to spend my life with if I had the option of doing so. So I was debating about whether or not to read this out because it's very personal. It's quite emotional for me to have written it, but I feel that because it has benefited me so much, I wanted to read it out and to then talk about how writing that letter really, really helped me. So here goes. Hello. I don't know who I'm writing this to or if you even exist on this planet with me. I don't know where you are, if you are anywhere at all. But if you are there, this is for you. I have thought about you so often over the years, and I've even thought that I have found you. I have wanted to believe that I have found you, and I've pretended that I have found you. But deep in my heart, I knew I hadn't. I am at peace. I am no longer looking for you. But if you are there, I know that you are kind. The kindest and most sincere man there ever could be. A really remarkable man. I know that you would not want my children, nor would you want me to want them, because you know that that love of mine is reserved for all of the creatures. I know that you would accept me as I am, as I would you. I know you would never dull my sparkle nor try to change me. I would never be too much for you. I know that we would laugh so hard that it hurt. I know that we would trust each other without any question. I know we would share a sense of independence and freedom. We would remain our individual selves, but share a love so phenomenal that we would not need to follow tradition. The last thing this love would ever be is traditional. I know that you would offer guidance, but not attempt to control me or my actions. I know you would support me in all of my decisions, right or wrong. I know that you would be there when I lose control of my mind, when I fall into the deepest, darkest pit, and on my darkest days. And I would do the same for you. I know that I would look into your eyes in our most intimate moments, and I would know that it was you, my one true love. Right, I'm really pleased that I read that out. I found writing that letter to be so therapeutic. I was able to sit with my feelings within that sadness, and I dug deep to really articulate what it was that I would want from a relationship in the future. I realised that I had found some of those qualities within various relationships with various men, but that I had never met someone who I felt like that about on all levels. I realised that I don't just want to be in a relationship in the sense of, you know, cohabiting and splitting bills, etc., with somebody. I want something that true and that real with somebody. Of course, I know that nobody is perfect and no relationship is perfect, but those core principles are definitely where my bar is set. I realised that sadness that I was feeling in that moment of solitude, which I usually love. I really do love being on my own. I love spending a Saturday night on my own sometimes. Obviously, I don't want to be on my own all the time, but I do love the odd Saturday night. I realised that that situation is actually my choice. I choose to be alone at this point in my life. It's not that I can't find a boyfriend. It's not that I can't be in a relationship. It's a choice that I have made to be on my own rather than with somebody for the sake of it, and in turn settling for less than what I've written in that letter. So yes, I would highly recommend that in these moments when you're alone and when you're feeling these emotions, to sit and to describe what you would want from a relationship in the future. And you can use it as the sort of instruction manual to refer to. And I found it really, really empowering. I think that the most important preconditions of getting into the right relationship are to know yourself and to make a happy life on your own, to spend time with your friends, to invest time in hobbies and the things that you love. And on the subject of friends, I think it's so important to surround yourself with the right people, the people who genuinely care about you and the ones who are on a similar path to you and or are at least of a similar mindset. I think that's been one of the most important lessons I've learned over the past year. I think it's also really important to realise that you really may have to spend years on your own before you find that person. I think that is the harsh reality. But I know that personally, I'd rather embrace my life and all the wonderful people in it, all the my freedom, my independence. I'd rather embrace all of that on my own than to settle for a man who I would never have written that letter to. I will just add that the next day I was back to being gung-ho single Pip. I woke up and I remembered my freedom, I remembered my independence. I think I had a free day the next day and I woke up and thought, oh my God, I can do exactly what I want. But I will just to repeat that I do keep getting these waves. I keep getting these waves of feeling like this and I'm finding it really interesting and I'm going to document it as I go along, really. I will, if any other feelings come up, I will make other episodes about them and how I'm dealing with it. And yeah, I just really hope that it's going to help somebody out there. You never know. Right. I think I've bumbled enough. I really have been bumbling on in this episode, but I do like a bit of a ramble. So anyway, I am off. Please do feel free to get in touch with me. I am on Instagram and Facebook at One Single Woman. You can also email me. My email address is pippabrown@live.co.uk. Thank you so much for being here with me and listening to all this. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much. Bye for now.